And in addition to taking in some of the sights at the Rand Show, visitors have also been able to watch some of the country's political leaders hard at work ahead of the election. Former President Thabo Mbeki, as I mentioned earlier, was among the ANC veterans gathered there. And Ndakwana Ngatane is on the story for us. And Ndakwana, good afternoon to you. Who else joined Thabo Mbeki at Nasrec today?
Well, good afternoon, Joanne. Obviously, on the ANC side, we had the former president, we had the Premier of Gauteng, David Makhura, and the ANC head of elections, Fikile Balula, was there. These are the people that I can mention. But also, the ANC was not the only party there. Whether it's coincidence or not, we don't know. But ESM leader, Julius Malema, was also at the EFF stall there at the Rand Show. So quite an interesting day for the media and for the people who are going to the Rand Show. And of course, as you've mentioned, the most important part is that President Thabo Mbeki has come out to openly campaign for the ANC in many, many years.
Right, very interesting indeed. I understand Mbeki also spoke about the situation in Sudan today.
He did. But before I go to the situation in Sudan, Joanne, let me speak to the three issues that we were always expecting that he would deal with. And this is the issue of why it is that he's campaigning now. You've mentioned it. He says that now the ANC has realized that it has veered, of course, and of course, he believes that it is now aware that it has to go back. But also the issue of the candidate list of the ANC, that also came up. What is he saying in terms of the Integrity Commission? And he believes that the list is still open until the Integrity Committee comes out with a clear way in terms of what should be done. And finally, on President Kgalema Motlanthe's remarks on whether the ANC should lose elections to reflect, he says the former president or his successor is correct to say that. And he says that, but the ANC at the same time is now reflecting. But let me go to the issue of international news. He weighed in on the issue, not only Sudan, but also Libya. And he mentioned the fact that now we have a double troika meeting or summit of the AU that is meeting in Egypt. And his take is that while the AU and the international community, because he says that there are countries that seem to be interested in the outcome in Sudan, even if they are interested, he says they should be mindful of the sovereignty of Sudan and that its people should be the ones who eventually decide what should happen in that country. Now, in terms of Libya, he said that the general who is now trying to take over Tripoli should listen to the international community, especially because the UN and the Security Council are now dealing with that issue. But specifically, he says that he honestly should not be taking up arms in this day and age when Africa is trying to get away from fighting for itself.
All right. Thank you very much.